Welcome to the Brain Buster Online Podcast, hosted by Andrew Christie and his guest host, Eric Lucas. Tonight's show is brought to you by Christianity Productions, Yellow Moon Studios, and Jason Shaw. Now, without further ado, the sensation that has swept the nation, the Brain Buster Online Podcast.
Okay, so that was our new intro made by yours truly. This is the Christianity / Brain Buster Online Podcast. I'm sitting here with a Lynchburg Radio Show original, Jason Shaw, the original producer, and he's helping us out in a lot of ways to bring Christianity back. I'm talking equipment, everything, the dude's kicking ass. I have Eric Lucas, and here's a new one for you fellas. This is Randy Keith. And I hear he's looking, so if there's anybody out there who wants a piece of Randy's nice behind, this is where you find him. So we just finished shooting Season 2's first episode of Cop Drama. Everybody's pretty excited about that. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting here. I still have my director's hat on. Now, since we finished wrapping about 10 minutes ago,
yeah.
I figured, hell, you know what? Let's have a fucking victory shot, because this is something that most people didn't think was ever going to happen again. This is something that even someone very close to us didn't think was going to happen. And well, this is to you. Everyone who doubted us, here's a shot. It's cheap-ass, gross stuff, and here we go. That's fucking right.
Ah!
Yeah. So, on to the business. Randy. This is your first experience being part of anything like this, correct?
Yes.
Tell me in the short time that you spent here, because you came after lunch, you had maybe 3 scenes that we shot with you.
Yes.
What's your first impression?
Terrible.
Fucking terrible.
Terrible.
Confusing.
You don't have to talk louder because you mumble.
Confusing.
Well, of course it's confusing. We have fucking puppets. I mean, what...
But that's awesome.
That's what we want to do.
We're like the only one that probably is using
Eric
puppets.
Lucas.
Andrew Christie.
You are kind of new to what it is that I do. And I wanted to get your opinion because talking to you at work and shooting the shit with you is sort of what brought Cop Drama back. So you were there from conception of Season 2 until now we are shooting. I want to know how that has worked for you. Tell me about it. Tell me your feelings. Tell me anything that you want to tell me.
The thing I'm most proud of is it got me out of my goddamn house.
That's what we do best. We get people out of the house. That's passion for you.
But I'm excited about filming this. I hope it opens a lot of doors for everybody.
Doors, you're fucking great.
Social.
I don't know what else to say. I'm having fun with the first day, even though it was hot as balls, and I don't even want to hear hot as balls.
It was like 80, man.
It was 80. It wasn't. I mean, it was nice, but
black jeans,
black
dress shirt with a jacket on.
I'm wearing dress pants, a trench coat.
So we were the same. We were sweating the same.
Okay, if you want to call that the same, I would say it was 60-40, but that is what it is.
75.
Jason Shaw. How's it feel to be back?
Same as it ever was.
You know, we have a lot of interesting things in this episode. We have what I'm sure is going to be a very difficult edit for me, especially because I've never edited before.
You're fucked.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. I don't know when this is going to hit. I hope to have it done within the week. But yeah, there's going to be some challenges here. I think the marionette puppet especially is going to be very painful, but also when I finish with it, I'm going to feel very, very happy. Like, it's going to be gratifying. This is a challenge that I think was worth undergoing. And we're not going to do the puppets every episode, but just...
The recurring characters, not...
I mean, we're
not regular.
I'm pretty dead set on recurring the sock puppet character every once in a while, but, I mean... Maybe not every episode.
I like how we're spoiling the first episode.
No, what they're hearing is some shit that's going to make them want to watch it. Because we didn't have puppets in the first two episodes, right?
Yeah, I know, I saw it.
Yeah, that's right. We have puppets. There's a sock puppet. There's a marionette. It's gonna be awesome to watch. I can't wait. And another surprise is I have a friend who's a really good dude who's going to come in and record the intro song so we can have the same song that Cop Drama is known and loved for, and it will be ours, and the internet can't say we can't put it up. So that's going to actually be pretty fun. I'm pretty stoked. We had a really good day. Still sitting here with my director's cap on. It's the first time I've had it on today. So,
yeah. Weirdly, he puts it on after we finish.
I mean, when you act and direct, it's pretty difficult. So, there's a lot of costume changes I wanted to avoid.
It's just a hat.
It's more than a hat. It's a lifestyle, Eric. And that's what separates the actors from the directors.
I mean, if you want to call yourself a director...
I absolutely do call myself a director.
We do have to make a retraction from the last podcast, you know. The term colored, just strike it from the record book.
I was just going to ignore that ever happened. Just wipe that under the bridge.
I'm glad Jason brought it up, despite the fact that some people get offended for no other reason than to be offended, I did correct you immediately, and I said that that's kind of offensive and they don't like that.
They
don't like it. Jason's from my neck of the woods, and he would have picked up on it as soon as I picked up on it. That, yeah. So I don't know. Would you like to issue an apology or a middle finger?
I'm not apologizing for my freedom of speech. If they don't like it, too bad for them. They don't have to listen. I do want to issue another retraction. I incorrectly listed Dominic Purcell as Captain Cold in the last one. It is actually Wentworth Miller, and he delivers a damn good experience.
Okay, so...
he delivers a good experience.
Two wrongs don't always make a right. But I think we've sorted that out. Randy, you look uncomfortable.
Yes, I am. I'm very, very uncomfortable.
Why do you sound like Hannibal Lecter?
I don't know. Am I not loud?
You can sound like Hannibal Lecter. I mean...
I could also sound like Droopy Dog.
You do sound like Droopy Dog very often. It's like, oh, I sound like Droopy Dog.
I'm sorry. That's how I speak. That's how I was born.
That's funny. You deliver an interesting dynamic. I'm not sure how I feel about you yet, Randy.
Well, I'm glad he's a friend.
We might be great friends someday. Or you might murder me in my sleep. I'm not sure.
Yeah, now he knows where you live.
For the right price, yes.
For the right price.
What's the right price?
$50.
Okay, $50.
That's all.
He doesn't wake up tomorrow.
That's all it would take is $50 for you to murder me?
Depends on the day.
Wow.
If it's a Friday.
I like to think I'm...
If it's a Friday.
If it's a Friday. $1,000, maybe?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Okay, so I'll wait
that
till...
That sounds a little
well,
better.
Tomorrow's Monday, so $50. I'll give you $50 if he doesn't wake up.
Yeah, it's a holiday Monday.
It is a holiday.
Then I'll wait till Tuesday.
It's a holiday week. You think the trash is going to be gone by Wednesday morning off the side of the road? It's not.
People I burn my trash, so...
Well, I don't live out in fucking Timbuktu.
Maybe you should.
You
kind of
do.
I live in bumfuck Egypt, but they...
That might offend somebody. You be careful here.
You got this
back. I apologize to any Egyptians I may have offended with my bumfuck comment. That's the world we live in. I hate it. I hate it, Randy.
I don't mind it.
Well, I mean, as a performer, it's something that... It sucks. People can be offended. It's their right to be offended.
I know.
That's not a right. There's nothing in a Bill of Rights that says you can be offended, man.
You can be offended.
But it's not actually a right.
But how do you go about your...
It's a freedom.
Your offense. That's okay. What really irritates me. Too many people in this world...
Okay, the shot is hitting me now. It's getting a little...
Eric's a pussy. He can't take one simple shot.
I rarely drink!
Out of a penis cup.
What, a shot's it? What the fuck? Maybe I have a problem.
I remember my first shot.
But yeah, it's hitting me.
I rarely don't drink.
Eric's drunk already from one...
Intoxicated, not drunk. I will be able to drive home.
I ain't driving home.
Randy didn't drink, for anybody who hears this. Randy's underage, and he didn't drink.
We don't condone...
I thought you were like 19.
No, he's
20.
Yeah.
Well, you still look like you're fucking 45.
It's all the hair.
You have a way better beard than me, and your hair's grayer. You're like the one person I knew has more gray hair than me.
I have had gray hair.
You seen Jeremy lately?
I haven't seen Jeremy.
He has some gray hair now.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm sure with all his recent activities.
Someone's offended.
All the festivities that he partakes in.
Festivities.
He's a busy guy. I don't partake in much anymore, so I think the graying of my hair has slowed down. There was a time it looked like I was going to double for Mr. Fantastic.
Actually, probably with you going on, your hair gray is going to come back.
Yeah, well,
that's cool. I shaved my head one time and it didn't grow back right.
Yeah, you know, same. Dude, I shaved my head like 2 months ago? This is literally all the longer my hair has gotten since then.
It's a little bit
that's
patchy.
That's good. You look better that way.
And, like, it's...
Maybe if you'd shower
it's
today.
It's thinner here. I shower every day.
Why?
Fucking dick. Shower.
I'm sorry, the shots hit me.
I'm pretty
more talkative.
I'm pretty hygienic. So maybe you just need a shot every time that you.
Probably a shot of something less, though.
That is less than 80 proof. That is the least.
You're Raj from fucking The Big Bang Theory.
Man, we need to get you some Everclear.
Usually I'm a Roman Coke. That's what I start off with.
Jason, how much, like...
I don't know. When I go to the bar, I just tell them Roman Coke and whatever they pour in.
I've been to a bar with you, but it was during the daytime and you didn't drink. We just played some pool.
Okay, I remember that.
Which would also be a fun thing to do.
Did it last night.
Yeah, we still need to do that again.
Not with me, man.
No, Jeremy kind of... He was playing pool with his girl and then they were... Then they sat down for a bit. And that was that.
Did they do the Ross and Rachel thing where they fucked on the pool table in front of their other friends?
Almost.
I need to watch
Almost.
This episode.
He's going to be pissed when he hears it. He won't listen. Who the fuck are we kidding?
When we last played, I was always getting 8-ball in. It was like down to 2 for me, and then I would get the 8 in. You would win everything.
When I actually keep up with playing, I can be pretty damn good, but... I play like once every 6 months.
I'm pretty sure Mitchell would get kicked out of a bar with his play style, because the cue ball flies off the table at least 3 times a game.
Oh, that's just Mitchell in general.
Yeah, I don't think in a trashy pool hall in fucking Vandergrift they'll like let that shit fly, but a bar, no.
It's just Mitchell, his personality. Like he's you can look at that kid and then you're like, yeah, he would hit it off the table 9 times out of 10. And now Princess Garfield has joined the podcast. And half of the people podcasting are now playing with the cat.
I like the pussy, okay? Probably offended somebody with that, but...
I just can't reach.
Upcoming projects. Let's talk about that.
We're going to finish the season of cop drama eventually at some point.
That's ongoing, man.
I need to start scripting my shit.
That's ongoing. Today was a little rough. We weren't as prepared as I had hoped to be, but when do things really go as smooth as you hope?
We've got a bigger budget.
We're looking at 6 episodes of cop drama. We got one under the bags. Something I'm very excited for is our found footage horror flick. That's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to do that. Not sure if that's been introduced to our audience yet as a project, but we are working on that very soon.
And we will be with... Bill will be in on that, right?
Hopefully. Bill is his name, if you want to look him up, the dude is awesome. His name is William Long. He and his children have put together quite an assembly of short films and movies, and they have basically turned what we do into something like a mecca. Like they're signing with actual distributors, and he's just the coolest dude that I've met probably ever.
He's got a few channels of his own. I know Video Junkie is one where he like shows how to make stuff.
Yeah, man.
Like, make your own lights.
I highly recommend you check his stuff out. And if we're lucky, he'll be able to find some time to film with us. I'd like him to actually be the werewolf. And actually...
I would like him to show me how to make a sword or a sheath. Now that I have your cutlery at my house, that's what I want to do with it. Make, like, daggers and shit.
Oh, it's insane. A dagger that looks like a butchering knife. Here's my serrated edge steak knife.
He could be a crazy chef.
You ever need a direct, damn it, decorative sword?
Yes, I will take it.
Looking for shit like that. I have children. I had to get rid of all my.
I will
fun
take
toys.
Real
I have guns.
So. How much you want?
I'm still not allowed to keep
you
a gun in my house.
How much do I think I want?
Because Mary,
I don't know what never went off. Like.
No,
just sits there.
Get it.
Mine's a really nice
sometimes
gun too.
Take a picture of it. Send it on that Facebook chat like, that you like to use.
I can't. I've never had it checked out, hey. But it is supposedly ivory handle.
I'm intoxicated.
What's the model
now,
number?
So.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I've been at my.
Well, what's the brand?
I need to wash my hands.
Colt.
I don't know.
Is it a six shooter?
Yeah, it's a six shooter.
That's an old single action army. That'd be a fucking absurd.
I mean,
wouldn't shoot it.
It was one of my grandparents. Like it was. My dad's father's gun, and then he died, and it went to my grandmother, and then eventually came to me. But yeah, man, I've always wanted to keep that gun here. I don't trust where it's at.
I don't trust myself with a gun. Ugh. Never let me use a real one.
I'll let you.
We just shot an entire episode of a cop show without a single weapon. And that is a challenge. And
our prop master didn't make it.
Yeah, Mitchell, fucking Pronti, who gives a shit about him?
I do. I don't really know him.
If I had another shit stick right now, it would be all over his face.
The fucked up thing is, we live where shit sticks from.
Shit stick, man. Here's a story on shit stick, because we have two people not in the net. One day we're walking through town, my cousin's there and his brother's there, and you know, that was the crew, and then we just find this stick and it smells real bad, and obviously it was sitting in like sewage and just shit, and then we picked it up and we hit my cousin Mitchell.
I hit him with a stick.
Jason,
that was me.
Jason cracked him with this thing and it was infamous and still lives on in infamy today as the shit stick. We used to do a lot of stupid shit like that.
10 years later, I live in the apartment where that shit barrel was outside of.
That's Leechburg.
It's fate.
You know what's fucked up is Leechburg turning into such a hellhole with all these murders and bank robberies.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Now Sunoco is robbed and
5 minutes before I would have been in there.
Drugs are outrageous. Dude, are the outlaws still in town with that?
The pagans. The pagans are the ones. I saw an outlaw come through.
Do they still have that tattoo shop?
I see bikes out in front of it. I don't.
Maybe they're not tattoos anymore. It's just doing whatever it is they do.
I don't go around there.
It's been a while. I don't really go to Leechburg that often, and when I do, it's not downtown. Gas station ice cream, man. That's where it's at.
Say gas station ice cream?
Yeah, the gas station up on the top of the hill.
Oh,
Getty's. The ice cream pump. Did you ever get that?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I'd put it up there with Speedy's.
The last time I was up there, we went to the Dollar General they put in right there. And fucking, there's all these kids there, and I really wanted ice cream, but they were like teenagers, and I'm like, I don't want to get in a fist fight with this group of asshole teenagers. Because I'm like 25.
When I was 25, I definitely still would have fought asshole teenagers.
Yeah, but they would have whipped my ass. So.
I'm 27, and I would still probably make that decision. But that's just me.
So what else do we want to talk about?
I'm not sure, man. This is kind of like a surprise to us. We were planning on doing a podcast this weekend, but not on anything that we have in front of us. What the next one is going to be, the conspiracy one. We're going to talk Charlie Chaplin and a lot of other cool stuff, like the Melonheads that we learned about. There's been recently a new face on Mars discovered.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of cool stuff that we have saved up for that. And I really want to talk about the Blackout Children.
I'm sorry, I'm intoxicated, so...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You get really wiggly when you're intoxicated.
I hope you don't have to sleep that off.
I should be fine.
I don't think
sometime
she's
going to
wow. It's one shot, man. What the...
Do you see me?
How much you weigh?
20. Barely over 130.
130, you're like 20.
I was at 125 for like over a decade of my life. Could not get over that.
Nate, you finally got that extra 5 pounds.
Yeah!
Wow.
Now, this should be out of my system within an hour or two, max.
There's an app for that. Elko Droid.
What's your favorite thing about life, Randy?
The bitches that are crawling all over him.
All the ones I cannot have.
You're very popular at work. I don't understand your issue.
What do you mean?
Because he's fucking awesome, and you discovered that he was fucking awesome. You should know.
Yeah, maybe.
Just make a lot of friends, but none of them ever stick around. Or they do stick around, they just don't help.
Dude, you're at a point of a 3-6. You shouldn't even be fucking feeling anything. He'll be so completely sober at 6:50.
Maybe it's his imagination. 6:50, that's like a long time from now.
Nah.
He'll be like pretty much fine.
Yeah, I should be good enough to drive soon.
It's an hour and 20 minutes from now. Yeah, you'd pass. You'd pass the test.
Your background is The Witcher?
Yeah, why not?
Why don't you discuss some of The Witcher, Randy?
Oh, that's a lot.
Sell this game. That's a lot. Sell this game to me.
I can't sell it. It's just...
Dude, there's novels that were out before the game.
They're translating what? The which book?
I don't even know. I just know there's a lot of bullshit going on. Now there's 3 games.
I can't explain it.
I've never... Before... I live under a rock, I guess. I've never even heard of The Witcher, really.
2007...
2012. Well, I mean... 2012, I didn't have a video game system. And 2007 was the year that...
No, right, since he's not good at selling you shit, I'm going to sell you on Evolve.
I'm going to sell you.
The game is mind-blowingly awesome.
To me, it just seems like it's all the same.
Would you just shush? I'm trying to sell him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is my opinion. I have free speech.
Oh, here we go.
Fuck you. You know, but Evolve, an asymmetrical 4-on-1 game... by the guys who made Left 4 Dead, and then Valve bought Left 4 Dead off of them, so their name isn't on Left 4 Dead.
Every single game ever.
But four hunters hunt down one fucking awesome monster, and it's actually pretty balanced.
Now you have to say it like the Kraken. Whatever his name is.
The Kraken? None of the monsters talk!
But I like it. It's a squid thing.
It is awesome, yes. The Kraken is my second favorite monster after Behemoth. Behemoth is like this gigantic rock, volcano-ish monster. He spews lava bombs. He can pound on the ground and send a fissure or summon a rock wall to block from attacks in the front. He's got one of the alternate skins you can get for him turns him fucking jade, and he looks beautiful. It is fucking awesome. I read to this morning, actually, if they're having a sale that if you buy it, through the 2K website, you get the hunting season pass free. So you get the 4 newest hunters for free. $25 value. Free. Take that offer, please, listeners. I mean, whichever 6 of you listen to it tonight.
And are actually still around.
Let's talk Crusader Kings, too. So, you fuck your sister to produce a better ruler, but you don't want to produce a retard. You gotta keep the bloodline alive, and you gotta keep fucking and killing your family. You know, keep your bloodline pure. No one's interested in that game. No one.
I'm lost.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty paradoxical.
Oh, yeah. Crusader Kings.
I would think the best way to keep the lineage.
Well, no, you don't want retards inheriting your fucking kingdom. You gotta kill them.
Well, I think the best way to keep the lineage pure, though, would be to have the daughter have a kid to somebody else, and then. Fuck that daughter.
Ah, I like the way he thinks. He's
because then it would only be like 1/1,000,000th of that guy's heritage.
Oh fuck!
But you have to produce 2 kids with that girl.
Oh fuck!
And then one of them has to be a daughter. One of them has to be a son. You have to have a minimum of 2, though. And then the cycle just keeps repeating.
No, you gotta kill daughters. They don't inherit shit. You get rid of that.
Well, no, I know, but they need to reproduce with another guy, and then you fuck their daughter again to keep it 1/1,000,000th. Keep that's as pure as you can keep the bloodline without getting a retard.
I don't think the
Which,
video
no offense to retards.
Oh no!
I just offended somebody probably saying that.
Oh, we're gonna get it now. Oh no!
If you thought saying colored was bad, now you've gone and threw around the R word.
I grew up with the R word around here. That's all people said. It was you're retarded, and then after that was you're gay. That became the cool thing to say. But nothing against the gays or the retards. I actually know people that have mentally handicapped siblings, and they say
midgets?
That. I've actually never had to do anything with midgets. Never had to deal with any.
You never met a midget?
Not in real life, no.
Oh, man.
I don't think I've ever spoken to a midget, but I definitely see them from time to time.
There's that one lady at work. Maybe she's a midget. The Asian bitch.
Maybe not Asian.
Or Maria. Or the redheaded.
Maria?
The old woman with the red hair.
Nursing home.
I was in Johnstown for a Tomahawks game, and there were a couple of midgets.
That place flooded. What are you doing?
Was that paying attention to Nancy?
Flooded a long time ago, man. Now it's Hockeyville.
Wait, which Nancy are we talking about? Nursing home or Bob?
I was talking about the one at Bob.
I want to go to a Curve game.
Dude, come up with me, man. I'll go to a Curve game with you.
Remember how much tickets are?
I don't know much of the nursing home people. Their chicks are hot as balls. Okay, that sounded out wrong. They're hot as...
Pay 14, you can sit behind home plate.
No.
Kendall's like a fictional character.
It's not that bad. I went last year for home plate.
Except for life.
I've been to a couple Curve games. They're real fun, man.
No, she's in on demand.
Anytime you want to come up, you can just drive here, and then I will drive the rest of the way.
They're talking to
we're distracting viewers from their
conversation. There's this bar in Altoona. It used to be called Aldo's. They run punk rock shows like every night.
I've never been to Aldo's.
It's called something else now.
Okay.
I saw Michael Graves there.
I've been wondering if Michael Graves is still doing shows.
He's
there.
He's still there, all the time. Okay. Mostly acoustic sets nowadays, though.
Well, that's what he was had become known for after leaving the Misfits.
Wait, how did you? Get a... Okay, never mind. I thought that was a diamond shot glass. I was like, how the fuck did you get a diamond shot glass?
Eric, come here.
Oh, he has to get up and move.
Who's this character? Because I thought this was the Penguin.
No, that's one of the Penguin's thugs. I can't remember what their names are, but one uses a hammer, one uses a sickle. Maybe that's their names. The Penguin has one of them, and then I think the Joker has the other. And they were conjoined twins, but then they had an operation to remove themselves from each other. And then at the end of the game, they end up wanting to be back together.
Nice.
You guys are talking about Arkham?
Well, no, I'm not talking about Arkham, but we started talking about video games for some reason, and I remembered, hey, I don't like the Arkham games, and this was why, because of other stupid shit like that, too. I don't like the Arkham games.
Those are really good games.
They're really not.
I've only played the first one.
I couldn't get into it.
They are really good.
There's three people sitting here who all have the same issues with that game series.
I mean, it's good, but I don't know. I got lost after 20 minutes.
You just... How the... You get lost in that game!
20 minutes in, I know exactly where you got lost.
Batman has fucking detective vision! It tells you what the fucking to do!
Probably where you have to, like, go through the dumbass vents and...
No. What's
you're just not intelligent enough to figure it out.
What's the newest one? Or not the newest
one? The newest one coming out is Arkham Knight.
No, the one before that.
The first one is Arkham Asylum, then Arkham City, and the last one to come out was a prequel to Asylum called Arkham Origins.
It was either that one or the one before that.
Arkham Origins was a decent game, but it was plagued by bugs and just things that were wrong with it, and there was a glitch that your game would just lose all progress when you log off, and then you go to log on again, and you're start from square one.
Fuck that. Just keep your console?
Yeah, a lot of people complained, and it didn't sell as well as the previous two.
Did they fix it?
No. I don't know. I stopped. I left it. But it wasn't by the guys that made the first two either. It was another studio.
Because they were working on this one.
Yeah. Because Rocksteady Studios was working on Arkham Knights, and then they had another Warner Bros. Studio work on Origins.
Couldn't they just trade some people? Were you work here?
No, they were trying to make Knight as best a game as they can, and I feel that they're going to deliver on it. They even had to push it back an extra 6 months because they wanted to refine it even more.
Refine.
The quality of the first two games, I feel, is decent enough that Rocksteady has sold me on this. I mean, I have yet to pre-order it because I'm too fucking lazy, but...
No.
I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna enjoy the fuck out of it.
The gameplay.
I'm gonna interrupt. It's gonna be the same.
This useless talk about stupid shit...
Fuck you.
...for some terrible news that I just came across right now. Actress, comedian, and Mira... aka Ben Stiller's mom, passed away at 85.
Just now?
And she, that makes me sad.
My condolences to the Stiller family.
That's sad.
I actually don't care for Ben Stiller as an actor, but I'm not going to...
What?
And I'm not going to be happy that, you know, somebody that I don't care about's family member died. No. I'm sorry for his loss.
Okay, so now you've just gone off the rails. You don't like Ben Stiller as an actor?
What's wrong with you? I said I don't care for him. I didn't say I don't like him.
Well, why don't you care for him? He's good.
Is that not one of the same...
Job.
But Stiller's one of the best around.
No, don't care means I can enjoy a movie with him in it. Don't like means I'm not going to go watch a movie with him in it. I'm definitely not going to enjoy it.
Name like one bad Ben Stiller movie.
Ooh.
Second Night Museum.
Wasn't that bad. It was just a cash-in. It's just a secret.
I know. I did like him on The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. I did like that movie.
Of course you'd like that one. Tropic Thunder. No love for Tropic Thunder.
I did. That was
fucking
really
wrote and directed it as well as acting in it.
That was. Come on, I will give him props on that. That was a fantastic.
You know why Ben Stiller's so great? It's because he comes from an acting family. His mom, who just died, actress Jerry Stiller.
I know his dad was an actor. He did. He was in King of Queens and.
So is she.
Was she?
She played Patton Oswalt's mom.
Oh, okay.
And she's always trying to hook up with Arthur, and Arthur couldn't handle it. She's always funny. Although she's not the original actress to play the role. The chick from Mommy Dearest played it once, and then it went to...
What was wrong with Night at the Museum?
I liked Amy Adams' performance in the second one, but I feel the second one wasn't as good as the first.
But the first is always going to be the best.
And I don't want to see the third one for fear that it'll be worse than the other two.
Well, they're only making the third one.
It's already out, man.
Yeah, it came out last December.
It's on.
What the hell is that?
It's already out in Blu-ray.
Underneath your rock, waiting on The Witcher.
Actually, I wasn't really. I mean, I got interested.
Actually,
about
it came out last summer. It was on DVD around Christmas.
That would have been a Christmas movie that came out.
No. It came out last summerish. It was like a September release date or something. So I don't know, fallish, mid or late summer.
What about Envy?
Who?
Envy. 2004.
Envy was great, man. I don't know. People don't like Envy, man.
I don't know. I mean, it got 31.
People didn't like Envy. It bombed, but fuck them, because Envy was great. Jason.
I don't even know what that means.
Envy was great.
Oh, yeah, it was okay.
It's, well...
Jack Black!
Okay. Great. Okay.
Jack Black is in it too, and I can't remember which one of them. Like, Jack Black invents this spray that sprays dog shit, and it just disappears.
Well,
so that you
cool.
never have to clean up dog shit again.
Well, that's cool. Inject him with the dogs.
And
yeah,
Christopher Walken's in it. Man, Envy was awesome. People
never
were,
seen it.
Of course, you've never seen
it's
it.
It's probably not going to be on TV, so I'm never going to see it.
It is from time to time on. At least it used to be on Comedy Central.
Comedy Central went downhill as a channel anymore.
Before they decided to rerun Amy Schumer all the time.
Really?
She's attractive though.
That was successful.
She's not attractive, one.
I find her attractive.
Two, I don't find her funny either. And three, it bums me out that a really good comedian who I'm actually friends with on Facebook and talk to several times, all the time, dude interacts with me. This isn't just like a page that I liked. I'm on his personal
page. Get to the point. Stop booting your ego.
He's a writer for the show. And the stuff that he writes is
entertaining,
but it's just a bummer that that's where he's finding his most commercial success.
Tell him the right bit of material. And then maybe you'll watch the show and be more proud of him.
Amy Schumer's just unlikable. She's not funny.
I find her attractive.
She's not even... She has nice
calves. That's your
opinion! She has nice calves. Like, her face is like...
Who the fuck checks out calves?
Like, the leg people. She has, like, legs.
Who?
Leg people.
Who are talking about?
I don't look at a woman's legs. I don't look at their calves, though.
Well, I'm not sure what you look at,
okay,
Eric. You've obviously never seen her do stand-up, because it's like her thing
what
is she dresses in short skirts.
I've seen an episode back when it first started.
She just...
That was, like, at least a year or two ago.
You should watch it if you find her that attractive, because last week they did an episode where she had, like, basically full tit nudity. And
I'm definitely going to look this
little
up.
Little tiny things covering her nipples. I think they were G.I. Joes or something.
I'm definitely going to look this up.
I bet you do.
You know, androgynous girls are hot.
I don't know why I just searched that on my phone.
So what about the... Let's talk about the new Terminator film.
The effects look worse than Terminator 2.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, even this.
I watched the first Terminator... No, the second one not too long ago, and that got me... That is a good picture, yes. But the second one actually got me more pumped for it than I was... Like, I was like, this movie's going to be terrible because it's a reboot, and I saw the second one, and I'm like, I think it'll be better now that I've seen it again.
Dude, it's going to be awesome.
Wait, did you see the first one?
I have seen the first one.
Did you know Arnold was the good guy going into the second one?
Yeah.
Damn it. I want to find someone who that wasn't spoiled for through the media. Because that's how it was intended, to watch Terminator 1 and then go to Terminator 2, thinking that the bad guy is Arnold at the beginning.
Well, I don't think that's true, because the original trailer for
it... Yeah, they ruined the movie. That's why James Cameron doesn't
trailers
like
always
to give
spoil.
Away anything anymore.
Why the hell they can't make good trailers that don't spoil the shit anymore?
Well, because if they wouldn't have spoiled it, the movie probably wouldn't have set records.
Yeah,
at the box office.
It was...
They really had to.
It was, I love the Terminator. I love the franchise. I love the mythos. I have comic books upstairs. I think the movie's going to be pretty kick-ass. And I like time travel shit. And I like time travel stuff that doesn't really...
I'm glad that's coming back in the series.
That doesn't really pay too close attention to logistics. And that's what this is. It's going
to
be...
How does it not pay attention to logistics?
It's going
to
be a big time travel clusterfuck, and it doesn't care about your opinion. That's why this movie's going to be awesome.
I just asked a question!
So, like, every episode of Doctor Who...
Yeah.
I don't like Doctor Who. Fuck it.
Screw you.
It's a terrible show. And Britain's like, it's our best thing ever.
Get out of my house.
Fuck
you. Like Doctor Who.
I don't care if I offend those people.
I don't like anything from Britain, man, except the Mighty Boosh.
That was a good show.
Russell Brand too, but he was kind of thrown out of Britain. Russell Brand's great.
He's kind of crazy now.
I love that dude.
When he was dating Katy Perry, he was a lot better.
Of course you'd like him then, when he wasn't really performing that great as an artist. When he was in his lame duck phase.
Well, he was already fucking Katy Perry. He didn't have to do anything else.
He was banging Katy Perry and married to her and doing jokes on stage about how he hated his life with her. Which is why they are no longer together, but...
Probably some other reasons in there.
But we've sidetracked. I hate British production so much. Because, and watching Doctor Who, being a big fan of Doctor Who...
I'm not psycho...
Every season, it's the Cybermen and the Daleks. I know that just by glimpsing through, like, yes. Reading TV tropes, that pops up on every fucking article. Oh, the Daleks did this, the Cybermen did that.
I don't even care about the plot, because I can't see the plot, because the goddamn production quality is so poor. You know, and I'm not going to say that maybe they didn't switch to digital at some point, but most of Britain's stuff to this day is filmed on lower level... For years and years, their shit was filmed on VHS tapes, on video, instead of film. And that's actually why a lot of their great actors came to America to act, because they didn't want to be seen on shit like that. Michael Caine is a big example. He's very outspoken about that, or at least he used to be. I've seen him in some newer British productions over the last few years that are still filmed on VHS, so obviously he's just taking the money.
I would like to say Misfits, the British TV show, was actually pretty decent.
Never watched it.
The IT Crowd's also good.
I gave the IT Crowd a chance, man. I've watched every episode. The fucking humor is ridiculous. It's like...
It's really interesting.
It's the... Ooh, I'm a young British woman! It's pretty fucking funny!
There's a lot of inside jokes to IT shit.
Yeah, I mean, I get the jokes, but I'm saying, like, the humor presentation of, like, that dumb bitch that they're friends with, and it's like, oh, we're so cockney because we got a young bitch! Fuck it.
I will say I've only really watched clips.
We should put a wig on you, and you act just like that.
I get...
You've got the tits for it already.
Yeah. A's, at least.
I got C's. B's.
I tried to watch Shameless because I'm a huge fan of the American Shameless. Fucking can't get through the first
season.
Yeah,
I don't like the British version.
It's pretty intensely gay.
What is Entourage movie I keep seeing shit about?
That's about 7 years too late.
Yeah.
And that's a show that was never good either.
Yeah.
And hey, man, I love Marky Mark. I love Marky Mark, man.
He blinded that
Say hello to your mother for me.
I love my Vietnamese man.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's cool. You got to do that. That's how you make it in the world. You got to blind Vietnamese men.
Ted 2 coming out this summer. That looks pretty good.
The first one should be good. I hope the second one is good.
Yeah, I just hope that it doesn't fail, because after the failure of A Million Ways to Die in the West,
that shouldn't have failed. That was a pretty good
movie. First of all, it's a Western, and people...
What's wrong with Western?
They don't make money anymore. So
no, Western, I'm sorry. I like Western.
Western, Django made money.
That was just because it was
But I don't think these crossover Westerns don't make too much money. Cowboys and Aliens flop bad.
Yeah, dude, just Westerns don't make money.
I love Westerns.
Who directed Django? Rodriguez or...
Tarantino. That's why it
made money, yeah.
Made money off of Tarantino's name. And The Hateful Eight will fucking make money, too.
I don't know how I feel about that movie.
You want to know how I feel about it? Kurt Russell. That's how I feel.
So you love it.
Points invalid.
True Grit made money.
Well, yeah, but not on a grand scale.
Here and there they make money, but...
These are, like, occasional big event movies that we're talking about.
You need, like, it's one a
like
year.
The 70s and 80s.
Every Western made money. Like, the comic book. Like, Westerns used to be what we have, like, comic book movies now, or, like, the modern-day Westerns, where 90% of them are drawing huge cash worldwide.
And then when you think about it, the term spaghetti Western's highly offensive.
Yeah.
Because that was just Westerns made by Italians. They called them spaghetti Westerns. It's fucking offensive.
But that was almost one of the mafia names in ours. The Spaghettis!
The Spaghetti and Meatballs.
That may have been too forward.
Yeah. I thought the line that I went with was better. There's so many pastas I couldn't remember them.
Yeah, we were just trying to go for the ones people are actually going to know.
But, yeah, dude. What, Jurassic World comes out next week?
I'm going to go see that next weekend.
The effects look worse than the...
Oh, my God. The effects are so awful looking. It looks like a sci-fi original movie.
That's they
removed the color grading, like the blue and orange shit they put over, and the movie looked like 100 times fucking better, but it's fucking still in the production movie. This was just the guy doing it for fun.
This I'm going to go see it. I don't know how I feel about it. And I'm going to wait for the sequel.
I went my whole life loving Jurassic Park. I finally, this year, I finally read the book, and I liked it a lot. I didn't like the sequel that much.
What about the third one?
I liked the third one.
I mean,
not as good as the original, but I liked
it. I'm talking the book. The Lost World book, I didn't like very much. I liked the movie.
That's funny. They take a jab at it in the third movie, too.
I liked it. Jeff Goldblum's a man.
Well, no, I mean, at the book, they take a jab...
It's been a while since I've watched it, but even the third one, when they're in the early 2000s, CGI was like a really big thing because everyone was using it, and it was a new technology, so it was everywhere. And then when you pop something in now, like King Kong from 2013, looks fucking disgusting.
They should just have stuck with
Jurassic Park 3 holds up because they stuck with the mix and the blend of puppeteering and...
Well, there used to be a trend where CGI was your last resort. It wasn't your first choice.
Should have stayed there.
Now everything's a cartoon and it just... People accept it because it's shiny.
I think this is very apparent in the Hobbit movies.
Yeah.
There's no weight on the actors. Like, they're doing all this dumb shit, but it's just like, that's not how gravity works.
Peter Jackson said that a lot of that CGI was forced on him by the studio. But I wonder how much of that is bullshit, because you gotta think, when you're Peter Jackson and you have done what you have done, and you can probably throw some weight around. But, I mean, Peter Jackson's a guy, and I guarantee you've never seen any of his older movies, like his pre-Hobbit Lord of the Rings stuff.
He has some real good shit.
He was fucking incredible. Indie horror from...
Bad Taste was the name of it.
Bad Taste, great movie, man. These effects, these in-camera effects that he did in the late 90s,
prosthetics,
early 90s, and the 80s, just fucking, the dude knows what he's doing. He knows how to do it for cheap. So the
use... So they gave him a big budget for the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings films.
Well, even the Lord of the Rings, the Lord of the Rings CGI holds up, because it's not like The Hobbit, where it's like, well, we'll just CGI it. The Lord of the Rings stuff, like...
I will give you that The Return of the King, that's the third one, right?
Yeah.
I will give you that one holds up, but the first two I haven't seen recently.
I watch them very often. Yeah, I love
them. So I can't say about them.
I'm a huge Tolkien nerd, and I still watch them to this day. Every time, when I had cable, every time TNT would do the all-day things, that would be my day. I'd fucking sit down, and I wouldn't get up until the end of the Return of the King. So, I mean,
we not even watched the last Hobbit movie because Denny's didn't have Hobbit menu for the last movie, and that was part of the thing. We'd go see the movie, go get fucking Denny's Hobbit menu. They didn't have it. I'm like, this movie ain't worth just going to see.
I still haven't watched it either, but it's more or less a time thing.
They all seemed rushed the whole fucking series, so it was bad.
Well, I don't
think it came out.
So I was never a fan of them breaking it down into three movies. It was meant to be two movies. I can buy two movies. Breaking it down into three post editing just to get another fucking $300 million. I mean, that's just how studios work.
That's a major cash grab.
Alright, and so the movies suffered a little bit. I mean, they're still good. I liked. They're not.
I saw the first Hobbit.
They're not the Lord of the Rings.
I didn't care for it.
Well, they made three Lord of the Rings books into fucking three movies. They made one Hobbit book into three movies. Something's fucking missing here.
The things that they changed a little bit, too, were just, I don't know. I will watch it. I didn't hate them. They're not, like, I wouldn't put them on my favorites.
If they're on TV, I'll watch them, but I'm not going to go out of my way to do so.
Eventually, I will watch it. I have so many things that I need to watch on my watch list before it. Like, Wolf Cop. I want to watch Wolf Cop so bad, I might watch it tonight. I
wonder what that one's about.
I still want to watch, Project Metal Beast.
Yeah. You know what? I fucking completely forgot about that. I'm going to look for it right now.
I recommend The Dirties. I didn't watch it yet. But that's the movie Kevin Smith watched and instantly went off and wrote Clerks 3 right away.
The Dirties?
Yeah.
I'll have to look for it. I want to watch Tusk, speaking of Kevin Smith.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
I haven't watched Tusk yet.
I didn't see it.
It's on my queue. There's so many things on my queue.
Yeah, you tell Tim about it like every other day.
Well, Tim will come over and he'll be like, dude, I got a movie for you.
And you're like, throw it on my queue.
And I'm like, oh, it's already on my queue, dude.
I had to start a new Netflix profile for myself because my dad uses mine. And my recommendations were all like foreign lesbian movies and Hitler documentaries. It's an odd mix.
Well, the lesbian film sounds like my dad.
What the fuck's up with that?
Dude, it's a rare fail.
Oh, what?
A rarefile.
Oh.
Oh, man, that's unnecessary nowadays. That's old shit. That's a VHS rip.
Oh, Metal Beast? Yeah, that's like...
It doesn't exist in...
Like, early 80s.
Like that one
movie. My God, dude. Lisa from the video store said she has just boxes of old videotapes she's going to let me look through.
Yeah, I remember that.
Cross your fingers, maybe it's in there.
Hopefully, yeah. That would be pretty cool. I have a VHS and DVD player. So.
Leftovers is another one of them lost to translate.
Oh my God, Leftovers was so damn good. I transferred it to a DVD and then...
I still have a copy somewhere.
I don't have it anymore. Leftovers, man, you probably wouldn't like
it. Never seen it.
It's awesome.
It's in the Clark style.
It's, if you like that type of...
Slacker,
Gen X style shit, Leftovers is really good and it's not black and white.
This morning I was reading that Michael B. Jordan... was attacking people that were not going to see the Fantastic Four film just because they cast a black actor as Johnny Storm.
Maybe no one's going to see the Fantastic Four film because it looks like shit.
Yeah,
That's thinking!
It has nothing to do... First of all, I do not like Michael B. Jordan. Not because he is a black man.
I didn't like him in Chronicle.
Because he is fucking overrated and shitty, and because he has a little bit of talent... and has made the right friends in Hollywood. People are suddenly putting this motherfucker in movies thinking he's a star. Guess what? I've never watched Fruitvale Station, and neither have you.
No.
And you're never going to.
No.
Fuck Michael B. Jordan.
But I did like him in Chronicle.
Fuck Chronicle.
I thought that was a good film.
And you fucked the old Fantastic Four movies.
Fuck Josh Trank in general.
The old Fantastic Four films?
They fucked up Galactus.
Yeah, they fucked up Galactus. That's
true.
Everything else about this...
He's in like the last 10 minutes, right?
He should have been the fucking movie. He's fucking Galactus. Eats worlds.
But yeah, everything else about the movies was decent to good.
I like the first...
I need to start watching some movies.
Fox, too.
I don't like the
original from the 90s
is either.
The best. The original from the 90s is the best one.
I've never seen it. We'll have to watch it sometime.
Oh, that's rare.
Captain America's great, too.
I want to watch the original Flash series as well.
For a movie that was made in less than 6 days just to keep the rights, pretty fucking entertaining.
I want
to
watch the original Flash series as well.
Well, that's on... It's on one of them, which I guess you don't have. But I don't know which one. It's on something.
Is that a CW show?
Yeah, the new Flash.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm stoked to watch it. We talked about it on the last podcast.
I have a huge problem with CW shows.
Why, man? They're like the fucking best.
Arrow and Flash are fantastic.
The rest of them might be shit.
I think your problem with Arrow is because it's kind of soap opera-y and it has music playing all the time. I have that same problem with it. But every other show, especially Supernatural, fucking incredible.
Great show. Daredevil. I only watched 2 episodes.
There you go.
Did you finish Daredevil?
No.
I haven't watched it yet.
So good.
I just wanted the fight scenes are like Jason Bourne movies, but pulled out so you can see everything. It's fucking great.
Daredevil is the best thing Marvel's done.
That's what it's looking like for the first 2 episodes.
It's so good.
It feels like an actual thing happening. If that makes sense.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there's little to no CGI. There's a person with a realistic kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the hearing.
Well, no, they say that when you lose one sense, the other senses make up for it.
It's a little cartoony, but I mean, it's not like pulled out so far that it's ridiculous.
It's not Tony Stark.
And he knows how to fight because, you know, his dad was a boxer. It all makes sense.
And it's so close to the comic books, man. They pay such attention to detail, and I love Daredevil. Daredevil's one of my favorite characters. Daredevil's right up there with fucking Punisher and Blade, as far as I'm concerned. Those three. Fuck you, man. Blade's great. You're stupid.
Who the hell's Blade?
Blade, the vampire?
He's the Punisher for vampires, pretty much.
He's a half-vampire. He hunts vampires.
Come on.
Never seen the movies? The Wesley Snipes movies?
Guillermo del Toro did one of them.
You're sheltered,
one.
Man.
Probably shouldn't watch the third one, though.
Third one's not as good as the first two, but it's good still. And Blade the Series is good, too, even without Wesley Snipes. Blade the Series from Spike, that was a good show.
I didn't watch it.
So good. I can't sit at a round table and try to fucking talk comic book adaptations with people who don't watch comic book adaptations.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that this hasn't been in our lives until, like, a few years ago.
Because you're posers. I've been there
since day one.
I've been there since other shit growing up.
He's never even seen Superman. He's never seen the Christopher Reeve Superman.
Oh, man.
No, I've seen parts of it. I know enough about it already.
What year?
1979,
78. And then I think we watched the second one in school one day, I believe.
Superman 2 is one of the best comic book movies ever made. And
I wasn't born yet.
And is the template to every comic book movie that's existed since then.
Probably, I don't know.
It's great. We live in a world where intelligent people have not seen.
Well, I'm sorry,
Superman.
We're gonna
have to do it. Yeah, I'm sorry, anytime. I have a life.
No, you don't.
It's less than 90 minutes either. Of your time over 22 years of your life.
20.
I'm sure you had time to watch Superman.
I have time right now, but I'm right here.
I don't have Superman anymore. I got rid of all my DVDs. You should look at my old DVD collection on my Facebook page.
That is ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
Whoa.
So you're gonna pull up the video right now.
I think Jeremy's is starting to get towards.
I got nothing else.
But Jeremy started selling a whole bunch of shit too, though. So
he started selling DVDs. I thought he just did video games.
A long time ago, he was like selling, like when we that one time, not the last time you guys went to Steel City, but the time before that, when we all went together and you sold like a whole shit ton. I'm thinking about getting back into it. I think.
Speaking of that, are we going to that this year?
We're not Steel City, but we are going to go to Comic-Con.
Bret Hart's next Steel City.
Yeah, sorry. He's only there for one day there.
He'll probably cancel, too.
Probably a day that I work. Bret Hart goes out to Tino all the time.
Who? He just drink there or something?
He does, like, those one-day signing events. Like, Bret Hart's in Altoona a lot. There's someone that you obviously don't know or care
the
about.
The Hitman fucking Hart.
Best there is, best there wasn't, the best there ever will be.
I didn't hear anything that you said. Name a film he was in.
He was in The Simpsons.
He's a professional wrestler.
He's a wrestler.
Oh, okay.
You should watch the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons.
No. Not gonna happen.
Why?
What's wrong with it?
I don't like The Simpsons. I don't get that
here. Modern day Simpsons sucks. I agree with you. But
I just don't like any of The Simpsons. I'm not gonna...
People can't see, but I'm shaking my head at you.
So we have a difference of opinion, or well,
I can't get into it, but I still see some of their jokes funny.
But I will say this: the fact that you're shaking your head at me, I'm not offended.
Spaceballs, I like it.
Don't
get me started.
I liked it the first couple times I saw it.
I watched. It's still funny. I used to like it, okay, and I'll admit I had it on DVD and everything.
Yeah,
I liked
just
it.
Saw it.
The DVD release, I was like, oh my god, I can't wait to get this, and then. when the show, like, they did the six
when animated?
The animated six episode sequel, I was like, oh, I can't wait. And I was like, John Candy's dead. But anyway, rewatch it. It's not good. It's not funny. Mel Brooks, nothing about him is funny. He's one of the most overrated pieces of shit in Hollywood. Everything comes down to a fucking Jew joke and a Nazi joke.
Overrated. I haven't seen that many, that he's been in that movie, many movies or produced that many.
People, he's highly regarded for some reason, alright? And he's just not funny.
I like Blazing Saddles.
Lowest common denominator. I really hate Blazing Saddles.
What's the other Ten Commandments?
Yeah. Well, History of the World Part 1.
It has one good joke.
One good joke when he's like,
the 15 commandments!
Yeah, that's... No sequel, which is also part of the joke. And side story, I was in Best Buy one time, and somebody went in there, and they're like, do you have History of the World Part 2? And he's like, yeah, I think so, let me go look for it. Are you fucking kidding me? Number one, that guy was messing with you, or he's stupid. And number two, you look just as stupid. How do you work in a DVD section of a store and not know that History of the World Part 1 only has one part?
Maybe they don't watch Mel Brooks films. They don't.
I'm just watching your video.
Wait till you see the box sets, man. That Bender head I used to have.
Oh, man, I forgot you had a whole video of that shit.
There's one side of my... It was so big. One side of it was 7 minutes long. The other side was 5 minutes long. And then plus my box sets. It was impressive, man. I spent like over $7,000 on it, and I took $900 for it.
So if anybody would like to donate movies to the Christianity Productions...
I do reviews on BrainBusterOnline.com.
You can probably find his address somewhere by doing a creepy Google search.
I will have to get
you that. We can set up a P.O. box. Yeah, how that works. Never done it.
And then all six people can send in,
because no one's going to... It's like worth it. It's like that time we had that phone number to call in. We told everyone was toll free, but it really cost money.
two people called. I remember I was talking about how much I hate John Wayne and how John Wayne sucks and he's overrated. And, Zach Highfield called and he's like, yeah, John Wayne's the shit. That's all there is to it. And hung up. That might have been the Virginia Tech show that we did. You remember Virginia Tech? That very day, I was like, oh my god, go do radio show.
I had a nice intro set up.
And we went in and we did it, and yeah, so I was on the beat with that one. We did the Virginia Tech Leechburg radio show.
Cut you, Randy.
That's my son's actually do nice stuff with it.
Won't say
I'm gonna cut him.
2 hours ago, he was using his, stroke his beard.
That's my beard. That's my DNA. That's my son. He's my DNA.
Half your DNA.
That's weird.
It's my DNA.
Started off in your nuts first.
When the you just fuck did San Andreas come out? Oh, never mind.
That's
never
a knockoff movie.
That's Asylum.
So they got you.
All those shitty mockbusters.
Yeah. I quit liking the mockbusters a long time ago.
That's because it's too forced now.
Yeah.
They forced the bad.
I want to watch Montage of Heck, though. As much as I really don't care about Kurt Cobain or Nirvana anymore.
I'm done with Kurt Cobain. He's a piece of shit. He was an asshole. Ever since I read the story how he treated the first guitarist who was a decent guitarist.
Well, that dude went on to be one of the guys who killed Bin Laden.
Pretty much.
Like, not pretty much. He was one of the guys. Like,
but like, man, to take $600 from some dude and then just laugh in his face and kick him out of the band. It's like, fuck you. You're a piece of shit. That's why you do heroin when you have a kid. And that's why you killed yourself. You're selfish prick.
Supergirl pilots up.
And since that's owned by the company that owns the CW, or there's some relation there, she could appear in the Arrowverse.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
We're not going to get Tom Welling in there anytime soon.
Before we end this, and if there's anybody still listening, this is interesting.
No, they're not.
I want Tom Welling brought into The Flash, because he could be Superman, and here's why. Because they're going into the multiverse. So they could go into the Smallville universe, still wouldn't even be the same. It would be so fucking awesome. But, there's been a lot of bullshit said, a lot of dumb things, a lot of disenfranchised.
I don't think DC needs to start playing the fucking multiverse again.
No, they've already said they are.
What?
Yeah, man, they're bringing it back.
No, it's weird, though, because they've said that their movies and the shows are in different continuity, but they won't let, Harley Quinn and Superman appear in the Arrowverse. Because they're in the fucking movies.
You know why I don't want Harley Quinn on Arrow?
Because Arrow is better than...
Because Arrow is good.
They have to restart their whole fucking comic series is because of the fucking multiverse. How do you bring it back? it ruined your company four fucking times.
Well, they're doing it for the shows.
Yeah. Oh, sure, for now.
But eventually, it would work for now, movies.
And then into the fucking books.
Well, the New 52 sucked anyway. I want it to go away. Yeah. And Marvel Now isn't really that great either.
So. Well, you know, they might as well do another fucking Crisis.
Let's do it.
Dude, you know what? You know what pisses me off? And I talked about it on the last one, but they changed Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver's origin again. So now they're no longer... So that it's closer to the cinematic universe. They're no longer Magneto's children.
Can't they just keep it at one?
Right.
No, because they gotta sell their comics to whoever's buying them, and apparently...
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, at the 59-minute mark, we're gonna bring this show to an end. Right, even though discussion is heavy, we're gonna go ahead, we're gonna end it here. We're not gonna overstay our welcome. Next show is going to be super prepared. It's not going to be four idiots just bumbling around a conversation. We have conspiracy theories. We have time traveling Charlie Chaplin. There's a lot of awesome stuff ahead. Keep an eye out for BrainBusterOnline.com. There's going to be podcasts. There's going to be cop drama. And we'll thank Jason Shaw for letting us use his equipment.
Also, note before you go, I'm sober again, so...
All right. It only took Eric 1 hour to recover from one shot.
A quarter of a shot.
And we're out.
Dulls.
This has been the Brainbuster Online Podcast. We thank you for listening and remind you to stay tuned for future episodes.